All right.
Good morning, Medford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What?
What? Who's that?
Who is that?
Huh? Another what? Person in the room?
Oh my god. Who's this? Zoe.
Wait, this is crazy. You guys are not going to believe who is here today.
Like, actually,
it's crazy.
It's a campus celebrity, and we're so honored to have you here on the show.
Yeah. She's been here before.
So the real ones may remember. Please welcome our friend, Miss Sophie Rubin.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure and a privilege to be here.
The pleasure is ours. Please.
The room is nice and warm. The weather outside is nice and cold. It's a perfect day to be on the radio show.
Aww.
Yeah. And today is Wednesday, April 3rd.
2 days since.
2 days since April Fools.
April Fools.
Yeah, we had so many pranks, so many more to maybe still come. So we're excited for a great show. We first started off with Sophie's current fave,
Too Sweet by Hozier. A classic. Everyone on TikTok knows it. Everyone loves it. It's a good one.
Yeah. And right now we're tuning into Modern Girl Bleachers, my current on repeat.
Yeah, so we're all playing our on repeats right now.
Zoe's typing them up, so you can even have our playlist
after
this.
Yeah, so now you'll see. If you want to listen to our... Maybe we'll just make the whole show...
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, and we'll let you guys know. So, don't worry, we keep you in the loop.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, Sophie, how does it feel to be on air? Did you tell your friends and family to listen?
I did not. They aren't up at the wee hours of the morning, i.e. 8 a.m. on a Wednesday. But I should have. This is an exciting time.
Yeah.
It is an exciting time.
But I can't compete with Hannah Schmelken and her 60 listeners.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We've got so many tuning in right now.
Should we see?
So, Sophie, tell us a bio. What do you study here at Tufts?
Guys.
How many are on today?
39 listeners right
now. Okay. Hey, listeners.
Wow. Good morning.
So, thanks for checking in on us. Like, thanks for listening. And
yeah.
Thanks for coming. And we all know they're here for Sophie. So, thanks for being here, Sophie.
I love my fans. What can I say?
So, Sophie, tell us about yourself. So, what do you do here at Tufts?
I am an education and child studies major with a minor in Spanish. Just returned from Madrid. Viva Madrid.
Viva Madrid.
In the fall, so happy to be back. But excited to get back to classes. In Madrid, they didn't offer many children and education classes. So now I'm taking some sick classes with some awesome professors. And it's been a good semester so far. Ready for the weather to be warmer, though.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel that.
So
it's pretty cold here today
like
in Medford,
cold.
If you're not listening from locally. It's rainy. It's been like this for quite a while. So
someone said it was going to snow. Is that true?
I think it was supposed to, and then it switched to rain.
Yeah.
But upcoming, a whole week of mid-60s and partially sunny. 50s and 60s, but still. Better than
I hope it sticks, you know?
Yeah.
We're basically just a weather station here at Highlight.
It's important.
Yeah, it's very important. Yeah, so what was your favorite? So what if some of our listeners are going to Madrid soon?
Oh, yeah.
Where would you suggest that they go? Top three places.
Okay. So, in Madrid, food is delicious and cheap. Places are very fun.
Pre-Madrid, Sophie didn't like fish.
Post-Madrid, Sophie still doesn't like fish. But at least Sophie's tried fish before.
Yeah.
Because I lived with a host family. And so it was me, my Spanish family, and my two Spanish little sister and brother. And it was an awesome time. They didn't speak a lick of English, and I spoke a few words of Spanish, and it was great.
Yeah, more than a few. She's being humble. She's pretty good.
Basically fluent.
But wow. It was a good time. So all of my meals were cooked for me.
What a great cultural immersion.
It was, and all my classes were in Spanish. Madrid is a city where you can really only speak Spanish or else you will get weird looks. Mm. You go to Barcelona, most people on the street are speaking different languages, a lot of English, a lot of tourists, but in Madrid, they'll give you a dirty look if you're speaking out loud in English.
Wow.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like most European cities I went to were... most people would just speak English to you automatically. I don't know how they knew that I spoke English, but they do.
We give American.
Yeah, they know.
We give it away.
The worst was when we would go to a restaurant, we would order in Spanish, like do the whole Spanish ordering, and then they would respond in English. Like, come on, like I'm trying here.
Yeah. Aw.
Yeah.
And that would happen a lot. They did not like Americans.
Fair.
Yeah. So that's a word of warning.
Yes. But Madrid's the best city in Europe. I'll stick by it.
She loved it.
Loved
good
it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's great. So I have another question. So, Sophie, like, top three artists right now.
Ooh.
Musical?
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, Renaissance
modern
painters?
Modern artists.
Although she did take a museum class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
museum.
True.
Works of the Prado. If you're in Madrid, definitely visit. They have a lot of Tiziano. three musical artists currently. Hozier, obviously.
That's perfect because the next song is Hozier.
Which one?
Someone New.
Oh, such a good song.
Wait, Zoe, you didn't say your...
Oh, the last one was Dominic Fike, Ant Pile. It's not on repeat, but it was just the last
Ant
song
Pile?
That I listened to.
Never heard of it.
Ant Pile.
Oh, this song is so good. Wait. Two other artists. Tay Tay, obviously.
Yeah.
Can't forget about her. And Harry Styles, of course.
What about... Okay, top four.
What do you want me to say? Like Megan Trainor?
I think you need to plug someone.
Oh, Renee Rapp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My love and my life. I can't believe I forgot
her. You
can't
believe you forgot her.
Oh, and exciting news. Sophie and I are seeing Ben Platt is going to drop a new album in, what, end of May?
End of May 31st.
Oh, end of May or early June.
May. Perfect afternoon.
We're going to see him in concert the night that his album drops.
Oh, my God.
And
then
our mothers. Yeah. No, in
New York. That's so fun.
We are very excited. Ben Platt is a slayer. We love him so much.
Yeah, go Ben Platt.
And
did you guys... Oh, go ahead.
And his new album, he wrote completely on shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting is that?
Artistic creativity.
Good for him.
Yeah, he really tapped into his love side, and it's all about the man who he believes is the love of his life. So,
wow.
I'm excited to listen to it.
Andrew. Poetic.
The guy that is he dating him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
cool.
What was I gonna say? Did you see the movie he was in? What was it called? Theater Camp?
Yes, I watched it.
Oh my gosh.
It was so funny.
It was really funny.
It was actually hilarious.
It was like such niche humor.
It was such niche humor, but it was perfect.
And only people who like kind of New York area plus like theater kids
could really appreciate it.
I know.
It was so funny.
No, that
I forgot about that movie. I saw that with my mom. It was so good.
It was so good.
Zoe, how about you?
Oh.
Top three artists, ATM?
ATM.
At the moment.
Honestly, Hozier. I guess Dominic Fike.
Really?
I love him. And Taylor Swift.
Wow, Dominic Fike in your top three.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's so good. I actually, like, I liked his... He dropped an album over the summer. And I listened to it. But I haven't really listened since. But I realized I've been listening to his song from Barbie, Hey Blondie.
I love that one.
On repeat.
Really?
For, like, this entire semester.
Yeah, cue it up.
I'll cue it up. But I, like, he's got to be top three just because of that song.
Wait, that isn't in your typical...
I know.
Typical music taste. Good. Jane? What about you?
Let me pull up my Spotify RQ. One, Bleachers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, been on repeat.
Wait, what type of music is Bleachers? I don't know.
We'll play some more.
It's like Jack Antonoff.
Who?
He's the guy who produces, like, for Taylor Swift and Lorde and Lana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was in Fun. That was his original band.
Oh.
I love Fun.
Yeah, Fun is slept on.
Fun is so good.
I haven't listened to Fun in a minute.
I know.
All right, wait. The next song before Jane finishes her answer is Renee Rapp, if you guys want to.
Oh, good song, too.
Yeah.
So
honestly, so much good music has dropped recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Ariana's, but Beyonce's album.
Have you been listening?
I've only listened to the one song.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
Really?
Wait, play it after? I've been listening so much. It's so good.
So much to play.
Wait, I feel like something else just dropped recently, too. That I was like, wow.
I feel like it was...
Oh, I liked Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the extra three.
Yeah.
So, I'll play So American is so good.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. I want to see her in concert. The concerts look so fun.
Wait, isn't it tonight?
In Boston?
It was this week.
Oh, last night?
I think it was on...
On April
1st? On Monday night, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, so, fans, let us know if anyone had any pranksters on April Fools or any silly things happen.
Yeah. We go way too hard for April Fools, or not hard enough.
Yeah,
we go pretty hard.
The public
Sophie, what did you do?
Oh yeah, Sophie's got me. Wait for April Fools, because Sophie and I both woke up early, and in the kitchen, underneath our toaster, were like all these little fake bugs, and the one like peeking out right underneath, I actually got spooked.
I knew that was gonna get someone.
And there's one under the face soap in the bathroom.
Yeah. No, it was a good one. I had some fake cockroaches lying around at home. I was like, wow, this would be perfect. And the funny part was that another one of our housemates had also planned that as her big April Fool's joke, but just didn't get to it as fast as I did.
She was really upset.
I know. That was her whole plan.
It's not so buggy.
But yeah. I feel like once, like, the first prank is done, then you're so on edge all day.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, anything.
I know.
Like, one of our friends kept calling me to, like, ask about something at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And every time she called me, I was like, oh, my God, it's going to be a prank. It's going to be a prank. But it just wasn't.
Yeah, but then by the end, some people, the non-gullible ones, are always like, oh, I know this is a prank.
Mm-hmm.
But then the slight chance that it's not, and my car was actually towed.
Yeah,
that's scary.
That was pretty intense.
On a serious note, someone tried to prank the school and hacked into, like, the university email and sent a prank that our Tufts president died suddenly.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
It got me.
It got me. I read the email. Completely. I was like, oh my God. And then at the bottom, it was like, April Fools. And then, like, spammed so many faculty emails. Like, this was not us.
Yeah.
TTS was, looking into this.
Wait, this is a really...
Well, I didn't even read the full email. So I didn't see the April Fools. And then someone texted me, and they were like, I think it's April Fools. And I was like, that's an awful thing to say. Like, why would they do that? And then,
I know.
But this is an interesting discussion that I had in my class yesterday for, like, 40 minutes. Do you think the person should get punished?
Well,
yeah.
They didn't find who it was, did they?
I mean, if they eventually do.
I mean, if there's, like, something in policy, in, like, school policy that you can't hack the email, then...
Wait, definitely.
Yeah.
But...
tell the whole school that our president...
Yeah, they should definitely get punished.
But I don't think they would have gotten punished if it was, like, oh, like, day off from classes. I think the only, like...
Because they took it too far.
It's just like how you can't yell, like, fire in a movie theater. You're allowed to have freedom of speech and yell whatever you want. But, like, when it comes to, like, fire and death, and that's, like, the plot.
Yeah, and also I feel like it's just, like... It's, like, so disrespectful to the president.
Yeah, imagine the president reading it and being like, what?
Yeah.
Because, like, what if his, like, some of his family saw it and, like, read it and then was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, they should definitely be punished.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's also no rule about not hacking.
Really?
Well, and no, and, like, at the bottom of the email, they took, like, such a jab at TTS. They were like,
yeah.
Like, maybe he'll wake up if TTS can see how like, non-secure their systems are, or something crazy.
But I'm like, I don't know.
Like,
is that, like, the most of our worries right now?
But, like, the next time it could be, like, another bomb threat. And, like, that's
true.
Bad.
True.
Very true.
They should.
Because they haven't fixed it, obviously, since, like, the freshman, was that freshman year or sophomore year?
Sophomore
fall bomb threats.
Yeah.
Like the exact.
But was same. That fraud? Did they hack it or did they just send an email?
Oh, I think they did just send
I think an they email. Sent an anonymous email somehow. Mm. Which I don't even know how you can do that.
Yeah, it shouldn't it always get linked back? Like, I feel like.
Yeah, you should be able to trace it.
Yeah.
Oh, this song is so good.
Yeah.
This is Noah Kahn, Northern Attitude, featuring Hozier.
This
We're
has
doing
been
some Hozier vibes.
This has been my on repeat, like my second one that I've
this
listened
one is
to.
Good. So oh, fans much. Are texting, and also the Kacey Musgraves album. So true.
Mm. Oh, true.
Did you guys listen? Are you guys Kacey fans?
Did I'm you not. Listen to it?
Of course.
Wow, you listen to a lot of music.
Yeah. Are you always just like when you walk around campus? Do you always have your headphones in, like blasting music?
Like yeah. When do you listen to music most?
Yeah, usually on walks.
And.
Or doing work sometimes.
Do you try to listen to new music a lot?
Yeah, or I'll do my like my day list, and I'll have Spotify send me the songs or like Release Radar.
That's smart because I listen to music
listen
all
to
the time.
I repeat
I listen
everything.
The exact same. Three
I just
songs.
Love listening to the same songs.
Well, because like it's so hooked on it, like that new Hozier song, Too Sweet. I haven't been able to stop, and I'm like. Unfortunately, about to get sick of it, which is annoying because it's such a good song.
I hate when that happens. Like, you gotta change it before you get
true.
Sick of it.
Like, I go into phases with, like, Taylor Swift where I can't listen to anything but Taylor Swift, but then, like, after
then
a week,
you get
I'm like,
sick
okay,
of it.
It's enough of it for a little bit.
Well, she's about to release a new album as well.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, is that gonna be next? No, a few weeks.
I think it's in 2 weeks.
No, 2 weeks?
It'll be, no, but when we can talk about it, will be in 3.
Oh.
Wow. Can't wait.
Wow. It's going to be so good.
So good. This is the Dominic Fike song.
Hey, Blondie. The Barbie. Nice.
Yeah, so much new music going on. You've never heard it?
No. Oh, I like it.
Sophie would love this. Should we let them listen for a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got... Olivia Rodrigo coming up, and then we'll play some Beyonce.
Yes. Hey, Blondie. Oh, hey, Blondie. Hey, Blondie. Could you maybe just sigh towards me? Don't want anything serious. Hey, Blondie. Could you maybe just cry for me if we ever get serious? I know sticks and stones and big glass homes don't hurt you because you're so perfect. I know you get so lonely, but you're not lonely. Well, watch you because you're still working. Do you ever get weak?
Took a million tries for you, and I wanna take a million more. Hey, Blondie, if you ever get tired of me, just remember what I'm really here for. Those twists and turns that feel like cursive, but you don't crumble. You might miss one step, you still don't stumble. And I just wonder, do you ever get weak?
I'm not afraid to die. started singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
All your life.
You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark land.
All right.
That was Blackbird, Beyoncé's cover from her new album.
I didn't know that the album had a bunch of covers.
Yeah. And, like, features.
Yeah.
No, yeah. We'll play some
She's
more.
She's got a beautiful voice.
I bet Miley Cyrus and Beyoncé would vibe.
I know. That one's keyed up.
Good.
Yeah.
So, we're almost halfway through. So, Sophie's got a little treat for everyone.
Here's the PSA.
All right, everyone. So the PSA today is about why not grow your own. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. Public service a message from WOMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Oh yeah, grow your own.
Nice.
Let's start gardening.
Literally.
Yeah, we were just talking about the plants starting to bloom.
Yeah.
For the spring.
I know. If anyone's near campus, go take a walk on Academic Quad. The plants are in bloom.
Yeah, it's already looking beautiful on Memorial Steps, so when all the trees start to bloom, it's going to be a gorge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I know. We should start gardening, though.
We should. We have a lovely little backyard.
I know.
We should get on that, though, because don't we need to plant them soon?
Yeah. So, listeners, we'll update you once we have our garden going.
Yeah, if anyone has any tips.
Yeah.
Or
tips or things to plant.
Things to plant, yeah.
Yeah, we could do
all... We grow, basil.
Peas.
Peas?
Like snap peas.
Tomatoes are easy.
My parents love to garden.
Aww.
At our house.
Aww.
My mom's a huge gardener these days. She gets really excited about it. Because the plants we do cucumber and zucchinis, and those plants just have so much.
What was that?
Is that a honk?
Yeah.
I think you guys heard a honk. That must have been a really loud honk.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear it outside. I just heard it.
I know.
Wait, that was crazy.
That was weird.
That was crazy.
Traffic at this hour.
Yeah, things are building up over in Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's getting busy.
Wait, so any exciting things on tap for the day? Any out of the ordinary?
Let's see. Well, we're getting dinner tonight to celebrate being back and just a great semester.
It's a It's a overdue dinner. Usually we would do a dinner like at the beginning of the semester, but it was just so busy.
Yeah, coordinating six people is tricky.
Yeah, it's tricky.
That'll be lovely. And then we're having a cinnamon rolls party where we'll eat cinnamon rolls.
And watch Survivor.
Oh, and it's Survivor. Yeah, Survivor Wednesday. Survivor I'm actually still Wednesday. Behind.
You don't really... It's fine.
Okay.
Because really, like...
I watched the one after break, but I missed the one during break.
But that's fine, because...
That's fine, because it's...
You miss one
Like, it's really, like, all you need to know is who's gone. Like, it's not, like... And then you can explain, like, the little details
and
that happened.
And you could have guessed the ones that are gone currently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was such a fun night ahead.
I was talking about reality shows last night, too. There are so many reality shows these days.
Yeah.
Like the Love is Blind type of shows. There's, like, a billion of them. Like, Married at First Sight. Like, The Ultimatum.
The heck is The Ultimatum?
I just heard about it last night. It's, like, apparently it's, like, couples that where, like, one person wants to get married and one doesn't. They go on a show. Or they, like, switch with another couple.
What?
And then they, like, see... I don't know what the point is, but...
See if they're, like, actually meant for
like,
each other?
Yeah, they see, like... If, like, what it's like without the other person. And then it's, like, hopefully the other person would be like, yeah, I want to get married.
Oh, like, the two that want to get married or, like...
I don't know. I think it's just, like, based on the girl and the boy.
Wow.
That's a pretty heteronormative one.
Yeah. What do your film classes say about these?
Yeah, do you
We haven't really talked. I feel like we'll probably talk about it later in the semester in my TV class. But we talked about, like, the first reality show. And then the question that kind of came out of that was, like, is this actually how people act normally? Or are they acting like this because the camera is in
front of
them?
I mean, they must be.
Yeah.
Like, even with Survivor, it's supposed to be all about,
There's cameras everywhere when you think about it. Like,
so when they're, like, looking for the idol and, like, they're being all
sneaky.
Yeah,
don't you think people see, like, a cameraman, like, following them around?
Yeah, obviously. So I don't...
I feel like... There's just, like... Yeah, when you think about it a little too much, it's like, this is so fake.
Like, everything is so fake.
Yeah. It's so fake.
And, like, even...
But it's so entertaining.
I know. I saw a YouTube about the last season of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, like, I was told to, like, not even, like, give her any attention, the one that he chose, because apparently she was the Bachelor Nation was starting to, pick up on the cues. Bachelor Nation!
That's crazy.
And so he had to just, like, stop, like... talking to her, stopped looking at her, and she was like, what did I do? But it was just because
people
knew.
Were like, because like, people were picking up on the fact that, like, he was gonna choose her.
Exactly.
That's awful.
And so they were like, the directors told him, like, you need to, like, stop giving her so much attention. Like, that's
was
so
it for
planned.
The one who the girl who won?
Yeah.
Wait, is the season
that
of
sucks.
Kelsey?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I know. Like, that's just, it's all just so planned.
Yeah. You guys have been watching something recently, like, what, a horror show?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Me, Emma, and Zoe, kind of, but she was a little scared. I've been watching this show called The Crowded Room with Tom Holland as the main character, and it is so good. I don't want to give any spoilers, but it's a psychological thriller, which is so good, and it's so well done. And it's with the main girl in Shameless, who's so good.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, and Sophie from Mamma Mia.
Oh, aww. Yeah.
I know. I love her.
What's it on?
Apple TV.
It's really intense.
Zoe's too scared.
Yeah. Oh, the song
it's just
is
so intense. Because I feel like sometimes, like, TV is, I'll watch, like, an intense movie. Because I feel like, okay, this is, like, it's an event.
Yeah.
But when a TV show is so intense all the time, it's, like...
No, this is,
like,
10 episodes. 10
hours
10
of, like,
hours
the
of-
most intense...
Yeah.
Stuff.
I know, that's what I feel about Game of Thrones. Like, I need to, like, pace myself because it's too much.
Have you been watching it still?
Yeah, I'm on, like, season 4.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
You're cooking.
Yeah, it's getting good.
How many seasons are there? 8?
I don't know.
There's a lot of seasons.
I know, it's long.
Yeah.
But Em and I have 2 episodes left, and there's so much that still needs to happen, and I'm so excited.
Woo!
Spooky.
What were we watching before?
Oh, Normal People. Oh, that one. Or a different
yeah.
one. The Nickelodeon. The Nick documentary.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, yeah. Oof. I know. Heavy.
But yeah, we've been, like, trying to watch TV shows together, which is so fun.
Yeah, we haven't been making use of, like, our incredible little living room TV yeah. area, which we completely revamped. Like, imagine if we had kept it in our normal...
I know. Well, besides the Nintendo Switch.
Well, obviously. I know, we don't make enough use of the Nintendo.
Yeah, we, like, really engineered that.
Yeah,
sure
that
did.
That little area.
Yeah.
Really, truly.
Now, like, it was with the so kitchen different. Table in there.
Oh my goodness.
Perfect. Yeah. So, there's some good stuff on TV these days. I feel like, I never really look at what's on, like, Apple TV.
I know. We're all on so many different platforms, and there's so many good shows. People just, like, go to
like,
Netflix.
Have you ever seen, you haven't seen Severance, right?
On Apple TV? No, I've never heard of that.
It's also kind of like a, there's, like, a big... mystery type
Ooh, really?
Of vibe. Yeah, and it's with Adam Scott, like, from Parks and Rec.
Oh!
Yeah. It's good. You should watch it next.
Okay. Good.
Give the fans
And Bridgerton is coming up, coming out soon.
Really?
Yep.
Guys, when's Euphoria coming out?
I
just
know.
Saw a thing about how, like, Zendaya didn't like the script, and then... I don't know. This could be so fake news. But, like, that's why it's taking so long, because they keep going back and forth at the scripts.
This year, though, right?
Supposed I think it's 2025.
Oh, yeah. I think next fall.
All right. I remember hearing it was 2024, and I was like, wow, that's so long.
And now we're in 2024.
Cray.
That's so crazy.
Oh, the new Zendaya movie is coming out in a few weeks. Like, on, like, April
20th. Oh, yeah, the tennis one.
The tennis. Have you seen that one?
No.
It looks so good.
Wait, like an action one?
No, like? She's like a very famous tennis player, and then she got really hurt, and then these two also famous tennis players want her to be their coach, and then, like, it's like a love triangle.
Oh my gosh. Stevie. When is Euphoria Series 3 out? While we had hoped to return to East Highland in 2024, it's been confirmed that we won't hear a peep from them until at least 2025. So that's not even, like, news about it till 2025.
A peep,
bruh.
Also,
peep.
It's hard to do that when,
Wait,
like...
Wait, they said that? A
yeah,
peep?
Yeah, this is a peep. Well, I don't know what this... Oh, it's Esquire. But also, like, it's a school about a high school. It's a show about a high school. So it's like, you can't wait that long, or else the actors just, like...
Mm.
Well, I guess the actors were already older.
Yeah, they're already, like, in their...
Yeah.
But, like, what about,
older,
like...
20s and 30s.
I guess there aren't even any, like, younger siblings.
Well, yeah,
Ash.
Zendaya's... Oh, my God, Ash.
Oh, yeah, and Zendaya had a younger sister. Like, she's gonna look so old by the time... It's gonna be, like, 6 years.
Oh, my goodness. What if they just, like, cancel it?
I feel like...
I would be so sad.
That is the most one of the most popular shows.
It was...
Really? Or do we just like it?
No, I feel
like
it was...
It's, like, critically
everywhere. Like, I feel like it was the thing when people were watching it.
Yeah.
Well, we made it a thing. Are you for
it? But I feel like other people did too, right?
I don't know.
No, it was.
I feel like
really
it was.
Popular. No,
it was a really
popular.
Big thing.
I loved Are Euphoria Nights.
Like, everyone would watch it when it came out.
Yeah. Good choices, Soy.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, what are we listening to right now?
This is Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners, Evergreen.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I always hear this song, but I actually don't know what it is.
Yeah, I feel like it's a TikTok song. Mm. It's like that hopecore sound.
Which one?
Hopecore?
Excuse me?
So awkward. TikTok is... Like, I feel
Wait,
like you
it.
Feel like TikTok, like, is the same for everyone, but it's so niche.
I know.
It
like,
really
you know
is.
The hopecore videos where it's like... Whoa.
What? Trucks out there.
Why is it picking up on everything?
Yeah.
I know. Only in the headphones.
Yeah.
Wait, sing it.
It's like the videos of just people like doing cute things for each other.
Huh.
Like cute. The hopecore, like hope.
No, I know what hopecore. Oh,
I feel like I've showed you them.
I feel like I've yeah.
Figured out.
Mm. We've also been really into Wendy Williams.
Yeah, I got Sophie on the Wendy Williams wave.
I didn't know who she was, but she's awesome. She's a meme.
Yeah.
Wait, can we play some Harry Styles?
Of course. All right, we're going to make a little cue of some Harry Styles songs for the next 20 minutes, and then we'll come back.
We won't come back in 20 minutes, but
we'll we'll come back once we've made the cue.
Yeah.
I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend? Studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend? I never want to see you again. How am I supposed to pretend? I never want to see you again. In the afternoon, you're out on the stone in grass.
scared because I'm so open.
All right, so that was some Harry Styles.
As a little outro.
Yeah.
Love him.
So we have some sad news that Sophie, we're all gonna have to leave
the talking portion. The two will stay on.
Yeah, for 10 minutes early because we have to make it to a meeting. But we're really grateful to have had Sophie here tonight.
Yeah, Sophie,
today, yeah, this morning.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. We so appreciate your loyalty.
Wait, final count on how many listeners there are?
Yeah, final Let's count. See. We've got Can a we lot of you any? Up here. Remember,
29.
We will have the show archived in case any of your friends missed it and you want to pass us along. Check us out, and we'll be back April 10th.
Yeah.
A week from today.
So.
Thank you guys for having me. It's been
Of course.
So
anytime.
Fun.
Yeah.
And we hope everyone has a great morning.
And this is Zoe, Jane, and Sophie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Keep thinking back to the time under the canyon. I'll be home, carry the feeling through Paris, all through Rome, and I'm still thinking back to the time under the canyon. She plays songs I've never heard. An old lover sipping music, pretends not to know the words. And I keep thinking back to the time under the canyon. I'll be gone.
Taken for weakness.